Well, it's a thought, isn't it? Is it possible that your destiny is shaped by where you live? The Jesuits Ignatius Center for Social Policy and Research has engaged Professor Tony Vinson from the University of Sydney and also the University of New South Wales to produce a map of New South Wales and Victoria showing the distribution of disadvantage. And it isn't going to surprise anyone to hear that the poor and the powerless tend to live together in certain postcode areas. But what might be surprising is the dense concentration of the symptoms of disadvantage in these certain areas. And Professor Tony Vinson is in our Sydney studios. Tony, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Years and years since we last spoke.
It is. I can remember being woken up at 3 a.m. in Sweden on one occasion.
That's right. Well, it was because of you that I went looking at prison reform in Sweden when I had the opportunity.
And I'm sure you found it most enlightening.
I certainly did, but that's another story. But look, talking about imprisonment, if we take just that one symptom of disadvantage, rates of imprisonment, the concentration of the prison effect in a very few postcodes is astonishing.
Well, it is astonishing. I suppose as an ex-parole officer, that's where I started out in my professional life. I intuitively felt it was probably something like that because you'd just be coming out the front door of many of the homes that you were visiting and bumping into two or three other agencies or their representatives coming in. But it's good to have it down in a statistical fashion, and it is staggering that 2.1% of Victoria's postcodes and only a slightly larger fraction in New South Wales account for 25% of all those who go to jail in the course of a year.
Hmm. What I thought was a surprising result from your investigation is the concentration of people needing psychiatric care in certain or psychiatric treatment in certain postcodes, because intuition would lead to the assumption that this would be an evenly distributed condition. In fact, you might even think there'd be a tendency for the more affluent to seek psychiatric care more frequently than the poor.
Well, here we come back to the nature of the indicator we used, and that was admissions to psychiatric hospitals. So to some degree, you might still be right, although I'm not sure you are. We're looking here at those people who enter into state-run hospitals or hospital units. Many people from more affluent areas, quite probably, because there's a body of research that shows this, would be gaining treatment, probably with a different tag attached, by the way, to the condition or symptoms that they're displaying. They'd be getting treatment from other sources.